Well, it's official. The San Francisco Giants have the most wins they've ever had since moving to San Francisco, which is just an incredible accomplishment. 104 wins, and yet they still do not have the National League West wrapped up. It was looking like they may have a three-game lead with four to play, but the Padres just epically collapsed in the eighth inning of their game against the Dodgers. So we'll talk about the state of the race. Alex Wood's phenomenal start, the Giants winning a tense 1-0 game. All of that on today's Locked on Giants podcast.
You are Locked on Giants, your daily San Francisco Giants podcast. Part of the Locked on Podcast Network, your team every day.
Hello and welcome to Locked On Giants Baseball, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. My name is Ben Caspick, and on this show we provide daily episodes Monday through Friday talking about the San Francisco Giants in a way that's data-driven and rational, but also simple, passionate, and accessible to all. I'm a former contributor for the baseball statistics and analysis websites Beyond the Box Score and Rotographs. I've been podcasting about the Giants since 2015, and I'm a lifelong fan. Thank you so much for making Locked on Giants your first listen every day. Locked on Giants is free and available on all platforms, including YouTube at Locked on Giants. And coming up on today's show, as I said, man, the Giants won their 104th game, the most they have had in over 100 years, the most they have had since moving to San Francisco in 1958. And so just an incredible accomplishment for this Giants team that nobody expected to be good, mind you. You know, projection systems had them under 500, and here they are with 104 wins with four games to go. And yet, the Dodgers are right on their heels. The Dodgers are still two games back with four to play. So the math is getting more and more difficult for the Dodgers, but it was looking like it was going to be next to impossible if the Padres would have been able to hold on to a 9-5 lead that they had in the seventh inning. The Padres, man, did they collapse. And they're coming into San Francisco next. So all I can say with, you know, that team is an embarrassment to itself. All I can hope for is that when they come into San Francisco beginning tomorrow, that they'll continue to fall apart like they did last night in LA. Just an epic collapse. They allowed five home runs in the seventh and eighth inning combined, and that was it. I mean, five home runs in two innings and blowing a 9-5 lead. They obviously didn't deserve to win at that point, and they didn't. So kind of a heroic and miraculous comeback for the Dodgers, and they are still in this thing. A two-game deficit with four to play, they are still alive. And so Fangraphs has, at this point, the Giants' odds of winning the division at 87%. So obviously, much better. They're in a much better position than the Dodgers are. However, it's not hard to envision the Dodgers just winning out because it just seems like they never lose. Although I have to admit, I know I watch some of their games. I know some of their reporters, and they have the same feeling, of course, that the Giants never lose. This is just an incredible race here between these two teams. And you wouldn't know it, by the way, by, you know, turning on MLB Network or going to MLB.com. Just have to get in my little soapbox about the East Coast bias. But like yesterday, I was watching MLB Network, which I don't often do, but all they wanted to talk about was the Yankees and Red Sox being close in the wild card race in the American League. Well, guess what? You've got a 104-win Giants team and a 102-win Dodgers team duking it out for this division crown, the defending champion Dodgers, the Giants, who have had so much success in the, you know, 2010s, and just an improbable, is not even the right word, rise to being 104-54. I just did a double take as I was reading that, to be honest. just an incredible race, and yet MLB is more interested in the state of the AL wildcard race because it involves the Yankees and the Red Sox. So that kind of stinks. You really would wish that this race would be getting the attention it deserves, because this is an all-timer, like an all-time epic battle to the finish here. But anyway, Giants Fangraphs listing at 87% odds, and it's not hard for me to just see the Dodgers winning out at this point. That win last night, if you believe in team momentum at all, a win like that last night is going to propel the Dodgers to just feeling like they can't lose right now. And their record since acquiring Max Scherzer and Trey Turner at the trade deadline, I think they're 40 and like 14 or something like that. And the Giants are 40 and 13, something ridiculous like that. And yet they've gained only one game on the Giants during that span because the Giants are like 39 and 14. And so just an incredible run that these two teams have been on. Giants did not get Max Scherzer and Trey Turner. Chris Bryant, frankly, has been good, but he's not Max Scherzer, who's been out there, who basically single-handedly helped the Dodgers win pretty much every start before the last two. But anyway, I keep going off track. If the Dodgers win out, that gets them to 106 wins. And so the Giants, you know, that's the best the Dodgers can do. But if the Giants can just go 2-2, then the worst they would do is tie. But obviously, at this point, you don't want to tie because you have the lead. So I'm assuming basically that the Giants have to go 3-1, and that's if the Dodgers win out. And so that's tough to expect yourself to go 3-1. And that's why I think tonight's game is so critical, because it's on paper somewhat of a mismatch, I guess you could call it, in the pitching matchup, with Madison Bumgarner going for the D-backs against Scott Kazmir. It's basically the Giants' weakest spot in the rotation against the D-backs' best. I get it. The D-backs are 50 and 108, which is just absurd. But at the same time, it's a vulnerability, and the Giants have actually had a tough time with the D-backs these last couple of games. But tonight is just so critical to me. If you just sweep the D-backs, no matter what the Dodgers do, the best the Dodgers could be is two back with three to play, and that's really tough. So, you know, and the worst that could happen if the Giants win tonight from the Dodgers' perspective is three back with three to play. So tonight is just absolutely critical. So I hope the fans show up tonight. They've had, frankly, some kind of weak crowds. I get it. There's a pandemic going on. But, you know, as the Giants get closer here to potentially clinching, it would be nice to see a full house. The fans packed the stadium when the Dodgers were in town earlier in the month, and so people are willing to come out. But I think, you know, D-backs middle of the week, but still, these games are so critical. So anyway, coming up next, we'll talk about the game itself last night, a 1-0 win. Alex Wood was fantastic, and Camilo Doval once again closed it out in the ninth. So stay tuned for that. But first, hey, Giants fans, this is Ben Caspick with an incredible app everyone who buys gas needs to know about. Get Upside. My listeners are making up to 25 cents for every gallon of gas every time they fill up. Just download the free Get Upside app in the App Store or Google Play right now. Use promo code BASEBALL and get a bonus 25 cents per gallon on your first fill up. That's up to 50 cents cash back. Don't pay full price at the pump anymore. Get cash back using Get Upside. Just download the app for free and use promo code BASEBALL to get up to 50 cents per gallon cash back on your first tank. Some people who drive a lot are making $200 to $300 a month in cash back, and there's no catch. The cash back gets added right to your account. You can cash out anytime to your bank account, PayPal, or an e-gift card, or Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Get Upside app and use promo code BASEBALL to get up to 50 cents per gallon cash back on your first tank. That's code BASEBALL. All right, as promised, we are going to dive into this 1-0 win by the Giants over the D-backs. We'll get a little bit into the discussion about small ball versus quote-unquote big ball, which is a weird term that I hope to not have to use very often. Just a preview of that conversation is I think the whole thing is ridiculous. I have been, you know, in the game of baseball my entire life. It is my truest passion in life. So I understand what people are trying to say. I played baseball competitively myself. And I understand people's arguments about, you know, small ball. We're seeing, you know, on the postgame show, George Kontos going on there talking about how that's how you win in the playoffs. You win by like bunting a guy over and hitting a sacrifice fly. Well, newsflash, that is just not true. Sometimes it helps. I mean, obviously a run is a run is a run. You always want to score. We are in agreement on that. But the idea that, like, what I just don't understand is this team is 104 and 54. And how did they do it? Well, they lead the league in home runs. They have a franchise record in home runs. Home runs are good, no matter what the context is. You cannot tell me that it's like, listen, the argument that they're making is that in the playoffs, the pitching is better and you're not going to be able to rely on just hitting a bunch of home runs. First of all, that's just not necessarily true. We tell ourselves that that's true, but it's not. Like, look back to last postseason. How did the Rays kind of get through their rounds and make it to the World Series? A little someone named Randy Arozarena set a record for home runs in a postseason. And then think about the Dodgers. Think about the home runs Corey Seager was hitting, the big home run Cody Bellinger hit when he dislocated his shoulder. He was celebrating so much. Think about the Braves and the home runs they hit. Think about that home run Will Smith hit against Will Smith that changed the National League Championship Series last year. It's just a bunch of malarkey that the way that those teams got there was by bunting and sacrifice flies. Now, if there's a runner on third and less than two outs, obviously, we agree, get the guy in. Like, you don't want to strike out in that situation. We totally agree on that. But, man, like, it's just not true that's the way you win in October. I do think back to the Nationals in 2019. They did a lot of sacrifice bunting, and they did win the World Series. But also, they had Juan Soto and Anthony Rendon hitting home runs all the time. And so, you know, I just can't understand that argument. And actually, there's an article somewhere that I'm going to dig out by the time the postseason rolls around where this was like empirically studied. And, you know, the way that teams don't win in the postseason unless they hit homers. And so, and out-homering your opponent is like the best way to win. I'll have to find the article because right now I'm a little shaky on the exact conclusions it had. But anyway, let's talk about the Giants game. They won 1-0. And the reason that this is like a topic of conversation is that their one run was completely manufactured in kind of a small ball way. You had, which I thought, some brilliant managing. Tommy La Stella pinch hitting in the pitcher spot to lead off the bottom of the seventh in a scoreless game. He is dealing with left Achilles discomfort. And so as soon as he singled, they took him out for Steven Duggar. And then Steven Duggar actually stole second base. Gabe Kapler said after the game, they thought that he had a good chance to steal. So I do wonder if that was something that was called by the bench. And it's probably, you know, speaking to the quickness or lack thereof of Noe Ramirez on the mound with his delivery home, and then the catcher Carson Kelly. I guess they just think they can steal on these guys. And Steven Duggar did. It wasn't even close. Carson Kelly never even got off a throw. But then Lamont Wade Jr. sacrificed bunted. And I have to interject here and say that was not called by the bench. It was something Wade Jr. did on his own. And frankly, I don't like the sacrifice bunt, and I'm going to tell you why. Number one, it is not guaranteed to work. Guys all the time fail to get the bunt down. Not only do they like strike out or put themselves in a two-strike count and then you take the bunt off because you don't want to strike out, but you see all the time guys popping up bunts, or, you know, defenses these days are more aggressive on bunt defense, where they try to get that lead runner, and it happens a lot. And so I'd like to see the data on how often sacrifice bunt attempts are successful. And just the whole at-bat often goes poorly when you try to bunt. But to Lamontway Jr.'s credit, he did get the bunt down. Although it was like right kind of out to the pitcher. And if it wasn't Duggar, and if he didn't have a great jump, they may have had a shot at the runner at third. But anyway, the other reason I don't like it is because, especially as a left-handed hitter there, all you need is a ground ball to the right side, and that advances the runner as well. But the upside is that you can also get a hit, so you're not giving away an out in an inning against an inferior team and against a team you should be scoring runs against. And you could hit a deep fly ball. There's all kinds of ways you could advance that runner to third, and you can also get a hit and not give up an out. So you combine that with the fact that bunt attempts are not guaranteed to be successful, and it starts to make sense, like why you don't bunt very, why teams don't bunt very often anymore. And then the fact is that a runner on third and less than two outs, that is not guaranteed to lead to a run. Teams only score that run like half the time. And so it's not like some huge benefit to have that runner on third less than two outs. Teams these days, again, are more aggressive. They bring the infield in. So anything on the ground, you're not going to get that run home. And strikeouts are up across the league. So it's just harder and harder to get that guy in. Thankfully, though, they did. So the thing is, they did execute. Chris Bryant hit a lazy fly ball to right field, and it brought in the run. So it worked this time. But if that's the way you're trying to play night in and night out, and you're not hitting home runs, you're going to have a bad season and a bad offense. I hate to break it to the old school people out there who think this is how you win baseball games. Guess what? Giants got one run. They're lucky they won this game. Alex Wood was fantastic. The bullpen was fantastic. But they got one run. And so, no, you're not going to win a lot of games when that's the way you're playing. Be much better with guys on base if you come up with a big three-run homer. That's a little bit of a better way to live. So anyway, coming up next, we will finally get into Alex Wood and his fantastic outing and just how great he's been since coming off the COVID IL. We'll talk about Camilo Duvall getting another save and then a bunch of other notes from this game. So all of that is coming up next. But first, we're back and better than ever. All eyes are on the gridiron as teams are back for another football season. As always, BetOnline is your number one spot for all the pro and college football action this season. With a new updated site and interface, even more odds, props, and contests, BetOnline continues to be the number one spot for everything football. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Don't forget to use our promo code LOCKEDON to receive your bonus. From football, basketball, boxing, right to your favorite Vegas casino games, don't wait to take advantage of all the amazing offers available for the 2021 season. BetOnline, the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your favorite sports. BetOnline, where the game starts. This episode is brought to you by Rock Auto. With the ever-increasing numbers of makes and models, it's now impossible for your local chain auto parts store to stock all the parts you need. Why endure the often pointless or seemingly intimidating questioning? Is your Odyssey an LX or an EX? And wait while the person behind the counter orders the parts on their computer, choosing the only brand their warehouse happens to carry. You have computers with access to rockauto.com at home and in your pocket. Why choose to spend 30, 50, even 100% more for the same parts from a chain store or car dealership? Random example, a Honda Odyssey fuel pump is $353 from a chain store and just $216 from Rock Auto. Go to rockauto.com right now to see all the parts available for your car or truck. Write Locked On in their How Did You Hear About Us box so they know that we sent you. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need, rockauto.com. All right, as promised, we are going to get into this game. Finally, Alex Wood's fantastic outing. I think I've said fantastic about 10 different times on this show, but he was so good and single-handedly carried this team to scoreless inning after scoreless inning. He pitched through some bad defense. He made some good defensive plays himself. And he, when all was said and done, he went 6 shutout innings, allowed 3 hits, no walks, and he struck out 6. Since coming off the COVID IL, he had a bad bout of COVID-19, so he's been building himself up. 3 innings in his first start against Atlanta, 4 innings in Coors Field against the Rockies, and then 6 innings last night against the D-backs. He's pitched 13 innings since coming back, and notice the progression, 3, 4, and then 6 innings, which is great news with the playoffs right around the corner. Hopefully he gets a start or 5 in the playoffs. But combined now, he's gone 13 innings since coming off the COVID IL, 17 strikeouts, 0 walks. Unbelievable. 17 to 0 strikeout to walk ratio. I'm flabbergasted as I look at this. 9 hits allowed, 2 earned runs, including, like I said, games against the Braves and Rockies in Denver. So he's just been so, so good. And again, he pitched through some, at times, sloppy defense. The Giants made a couple of defensive mistakes, and he pitched through it both times. And then he himself made a really nice play late in the game. I think it was to end the 6th inning. I think it was his final inning. With runners on base, a little dribbler up the third base line, and he just kind of darted off the mound, fielded the ball, and fired to first base and just got the runner. So, man, was he good. And it bodes really well for a Giants team that hopefully gets at least a best of 5 series and doesn't have to be subjected to a 1-game single elimination wildcard game. But to have a good and effective Alex Wood is huge, because Kevin Gausman has looked, his last start was great against the Rockies. I thought, despite it being the Rockies, it is in Denver, which is a very tough place to pitch. I thought he looked great. He was throwing the ball where he wanted. He was throwing his fastball up. Splitter had good life, kind of straight down below the zone. He was able to flip the changeup in for strikes. So this was the best for me Kevin Gausman has looked in a couple of months. And then you've got Logan Webb. Last, you know, more recently, after this stretch of dominance he had, it's been a little more shaky. His last start in San Diego was not good at all. And then his start in San Diego a couple starts ago was not good at all. First inning was really rough. Did settle down after that. But then his last start, he looked a lot better. So anyway, we like Logan Webb and his chances of having success in a playoff game. Kevin Gausman can dominate if he's on, and signs are pointing to him being back on. And then you've got Anthony DeSclafani, who's thrown the ball really well all year. And then if you've also got an effective Alex Wood, and this is frankly the best he's pitched all season long, if you combine these last few outings, I get it, they were short outings before last night, but I mean, 17 strikeouts against 0 walks is just ridiculous. And the Giants lately, pitching staff as a whole has been really, really good at limiting walks. And in Denver, they only walked 1 hitter in that entire series. Then they had like 34 strikeouts in 27 innings. 34 strikeouts, 1 walk. And Alex Wood does the same thing. I just love how this pitching staff attacks the strike zone. So that would be huge. It would give the Giants 4 good starters heading into the playoffs. So the next goal is just you gotta get in. You gotta have a series. I do not want this 104-plus win team to be subjected to a single elimination game against the Cardinals, who have clinched that second wild card spot. They lost last night, but before that, 17 wins in a row to clinch that second wild card spot. You've got Nolan Arenado and Paul Goldschmidt on that team. I just don't want to see those guys given a chance to eliminate the Giants in 1 game. I don't want to see it. And I know I don't know a single Giants fan who would be at all like optimistic even about that game. So many things can go wrong. Of course, the Giants would be favored, and rightfully so. Adam Wainwright is going to start that game. I just don't want to have anything to do with it. Let the Dodgers deal with that. If they win, so be it. You'll square off with the Dodgers in the division series. By the way, we know that for sure, that whoever wins the West is going to play the winner of the wild card game, and the Cardinals are going to be in that game, and Adam Wainwright is going to start that game. It's going to be in San Francisco or LA. Hopefully LA, you know, and then whatever happens, happens, and that would be the Giants' opponent. So we are going to know the answers to these questions soon. And I sure hope that the Giants are able to hold on. Padres did not do their part last night. I still really can't believe that. They fell behind early, came back to their credit, but then Emilio Pagan giving up 3 home runs in the 8th, and then they bring in another pitcher and he gives up a home run. So the Dodgers got 4 home runs in the 8th inning and just an unreal win for them. But anyway, from the Giants' perspective, Alex Wood goes 6 shutout innings, Dominic Leone a scoreless inning, Harleen Garcia a scoreless inning, and Camilo Doval 2 strikeouts in a dominant 9th, and he just continues to rapidly ascent the hierarchy here in the bullpen and looking like potentially a real weapon in, again, the playoffs. Hopefully the Giants have an extended run there and Camilo Doval has a chance to shine. But, you know, with his upper, not upper 90s, but low 100s fastball, we're talking 100, 101, 102 with the fastball, and he's been commanding it pretty darn well here recently. And then his wipeout slider, it's a devastating little mix if he's able to throw those pitches for strikes, and then when he's ahead in counts to kind of nibble and tease the hitters a little bit. Man, has he been effective since getting called back up in September. So anyway, coming up tomorrow, man, we are going to be talking about tonight's game. Madison Bumgarner on the mound for the D-backs. Giants need a win. I mean, this is a huge game, like I said. If you win, the worst you can be is 2 up with 3 to play. And the best you could be is 3 up with 3 to play. So huge, huge game. Both the Giants and Dodgers play tonight at like 7 o'clock-ish. Last I checked without pulling it up, the Dodgers are going with Tony Gonsolin. And for the Padres facing the Dodgers, it's Vince Velasquez, who has just been terrible this season. So advantage Dodgers, very much so. So again, another reason why tonight's game for the Giants is huge. So we'll be back tomorrow. Thanks again for making Locked On Giants your first listen every day. And again, we are free and available on all platforms, including YouTube. So check us out there. If you like this show, please consider rating it, leaving a review, liking, commenting, subscribing, all that great stuff. So thank you so, so much. Once again, my name is Ben Caspick. Please follow me on Twitter at Ben Caspick. Anyway, thanks again for listening. I really hope you enjoyed today's show. You are now Locked On Giants.